The Bible in 1 minute. Old Testament. The Old Testament recounts the creation, the rise in history of the Israelites, wisdom, and prophecies. The Lord makes a covenant with Abraham. Moses gives the law. Judges and kings rule Israel. It splits into two kingdoms that are exiled. Zion is restored and a Messiah is prophesied. New Testament. The New Testament tells the life and ministry of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Acts of Apostles Peter and Paul, giving birth to Christianity, are recounted. Issues of Jewish law, the divinity of Christ, and the moral code of Christians are found in the epistles. Revelation tells of the end times. The Bible in 6 minutes. Old Testament. The Old Testament recounts the creation, the rise in history of the Israelites, wisdom and prophecies. The Lord makes a covenant with Abraham. Moses gives the law. Judges and kings rule Israel. It splits into two kingdoms that are exiled. Zion is restored and a Messiah is prophesied. The Five Books of Moses, also known as the Pentateuch or Torah. The books of Moses describe the creation of the world and the Lord's covenant with Abraham and Israel. Moses frees the Israelites from bondage in Egypt, gives the Ten Commandments, the law, festivals, and plans for the tabernacle. He leads them to the Promised Land. Historical Books 1. These books tell of the conquest of Canaan, Israel's rules by judges, notably Samuel, Ruth, King Saul, David, and Solomon, and other kings. Israel is riven by conflict, divided in two, and deported to Assyria and Babylon. Historical Books 2. The ancestry of Israel is traced back to Adam and Eve and Noah. Stories are told of Judah and their kings from the time of David and Solomon to the Babylonian captivity. The rebuilding of the temple and the rescue of the Jews are told. Poetical and Wisdom Books. The Book of Job portrays a righteous man confronting extreme misfortune. The Psalms are hymns of praise to God. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes offer wisdom concerning good behavior and dealing with life's hardships. The Song of Solomon is a moving lyric of love. Major Prophets. Histories, visions, prophecies, and calls to prophecy of the major prophets of Israel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, are found in these books. Contemporary, end-time, and messianic themes appear. Judah's exile to Babylon is to purge Israel of its sin. Minor Prophets. The minor prophets live from the pre- to post-exilic periods. The sins of Israel and Judah are denounced. Oracles against nations and people are delivered. The restoration of Zion and a coming messenger and king is promised. New Testament. The New Testament tells the life and ministry of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Acts of Apostles Peter and Paul giving birth to Christianity are recounted. Issues of Jewish law, the divinity of Christ, and the moral code of Christians are found in the epistles. Revelation tells of the end times. Gospels. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John describe Jesus' birth, ministry, miracles, crucifixion, and resurrection. The Sermon on the Mount gives his new moral code. Jesus comes not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Matthew 5:17. The Word of God is made flesh in Jesus. John 1:14. Acts. The Acts recount the ministry of some of the apostles, the addition of seven disciples, the stoning of Stephen, and Peter's revelation of the universal nature of Christ's teaching. Saul's road to Damascus conversion and his four voyages to spread the faith lead him, now Paul, to Rome. Epistles. These letters from Paul and disciples to early Christian communities proclaim the divinity of Christ, relevance of Jewish law, and proper behavior of Christians. Revelation. The Apocalypse of John is a vision and prophecy of the end times. A throne is surrounded by four beasts and 24 elders. Angels of the seven churches of Asia unseal seven seals, and three woes are revealed. The good glorify God, the evil are cast into fire. The New Jerusalem awaits the righteous. The Bible in 30 minutes. Old Testament. The Old Testament recounts the creation, the rise and history of the Israelites, wisdom and prophecies. The Lord makes a covenant with Abraham. Moses gives the law. Judges and kings rule Israel. It splits into two kingdoms that are exiled. Zion is restored and a Messiah is prophesied. The five books of Moses, also called the Pentateuch or Torah. The books of Moses describe the creation of the world and the Lord's covenant with Abraham and Israel. Moses frees the Israelites from bondage in Egypt, gives the Ten Commandments, the law, festivals, and plans for the tabernacle. He leads them to the Promised Land. Book of Genesis. Stories of the creation, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Abraham, with whom God makes a covenant, Isaac, and Jacob / Israel are told. Jacob and Leah's son Joseph is sold into Egypt, rises to power, and brings the Israelites to Goshen from Canaan during a famine. Book of Exodus. Moses, rescued from the Nile, becomes a leader of the Israelites. The Lord visits plagues on Egypt through Moses. The Passover plague of firstborn deaths makes Pharaoh finally expel Israel. The Lord gives Moses the Ten Commandments and details for making the tabernacle. Book of Leviticus. The Lord tells Moses of various types of offerings and sacrifices that are to be made for different offenses. Laws pertaining to diet, sexual relations, and cleanliness are ordained. The holidays, including Passover and the Day of Atonement, are prescribed. Book of Numbers. Numbers, or in the wilderness, tells the history of Israel moving from Goshen to Gilead, entailing travail and rebellion, duties of the Levites, and various laws and offerings. Also told are stories of Balaam and Balak, whoredom of Moab, war of the Midianites, and arrival at Gilead. Book of Deuteronomy. Israel's travels from Egypt to Gilead, the Mosaic Law, festivals, and cities of refuge are recounted and elaborated upon. Blessings for following the law and curses for violating it are foretold. Moses blesses the tribes and appoints Joshua, his successor, before dying at Mount Nebo. Historical Books 1. These books tell of the conquest of Canaan, Israel's rule by judges, notably Samuel, Ruth, King Saul, David, and Solomon, and other kings. Israel is riven by conflict, divided in two, and deported to Assyria and Babylon. Book of Joshua. Joshua leads Israel to conquer Canaan, killing many kings and taking many cities. The defeat of Jericho, aided by the harlot Rahab, and Ai, and Gibeon's deception are recounted. The land is divided among the tribes. Cities of refuge are established. Joshua is buried at Shechem. Book of Judges. The conquest of Canaan continues. The book recounts the tribes' apostasies and tales of various local leaders, judges. Included are the stories of Ehud, Deborah and Barak, Gideon, the evil Abimelech, Jephthah and his daughter, Samson and Delilah, and civil war with Benjamin. Book of Ruth. A man and his wife Naomi travel to Moab with their two sons who marry. The men die. Naomi, Naomi and her daughter-in-law Ruth return to Judah. She gleans fields and gains the favor of her guardian Boaz, who assumes Naomi's property and marries Ruth. Ruth becomes great-grandmother to David. Book of 1 Samuel. Samuel serves Eli, a priest, and becomes judge of Israel. Saul is anointed and made king. David slays Goliath and leads Israel to many victories over the Philistines. Samuel dies. Saul turns against David, who flees to Philistine lands. Saul dies fighting the Philistines. Book of Samuel 2. King David of Judah becomes Israel's king after Saul's son is killed. David falls in love with Bathsheba and sends her husband Uriah to die. They beget Solomon. Amnon rapes Tamar and is slain by Absalom. All are David's children. The rebellion of Absalom and Sheba are recounted. Book of Kings 1. David dies. Solomon becomes king, rules wisely, impresses the queen of Sheba, and builds a temple and palaces. He dies, and son Rehoboam is king. Jeroboam conquers all Israel except Judah. Asa becomes Judah's king, and Ahab Israel's. Ahab's wife Jezebel contends with prophet Elijah. Book of Kings 2. After Ahab dies, Israel has many evil kings except Jehu. Elijah dies. Elisha and later Isaiah prophesy. The Assyrians conquer Israel and take the people. Judah has good, Hezekiah, Josiah, and evil, Manasseh, kings. Babylon conquers Judah, destroys the temple, and takes the people. Historical books 2. The ancestry of Israel is traced back to Adam and Eve and Noah. Stories are told of Judah and its kings from the time of David and Solomon to the Babylonian captivity. The rebuilding of the temple and the rescue of the Jews are told. Book of Chronicles 1. Sons of Seth, Noah, Israel, Saul, and David are listed. Duties and names of the Levites assigned as gatekeepers, musicians, and keepers of the temple are given. Saul's death and the anointing of David as king of Israel are recounted. David prepares for Solomon to build the temple. Book of Chronicles 2. Solomon builds and dedicates the temple. After dying, his evil son Rehoboam rules unwisely, and Israel is divided into the northern kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah. Judah contends with Israel's evil kings, has good and bad kings, and is taken into captivity by Babylon. Book of Ezra. Remnants of Judah, Benjamin, and the Levites return to Jerusalem after 70 years captivity. King Cyrus of Persia decrees to rebuild the temple. Work continues intermittently. Ezra witnesses its completion. He cries out against strange wives from foreign lands who are sent away. Book of Nehemiah. Artaxerxes, cupbearer Nehemiah, governor of Trans-Euphrates, returns to Jerusalem to help rebuild the temple. The walls around Jerusalem are repaired in the face of enemies. A celebration and reading of Mosaic law is set against strictures on strange wives and Sabbath duties. Book of Esther. Queen Vashti arouses Xerxes' displeasure during his reign. Esther is favored by her beauty and intelligence to become queen. Esther, supported by Mordecai the Jew, helped save the Jews of the Persian Empire by appealing to the king to oppose anti-Jewish laws and the evil Haman. Poetical and Wisdom Books. The Book of Job portrays a righteous man confronting extreme misfortune. The Psalms are hymns of praise to God. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes offer wisdom concerning good behavior and dealing with life's hardships. The Song of Solomon is a moving lyric of love. Book of Job. The Lord has Satan test Job, a perfect and upright man, by destroying his family and property. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return. His friends comfort him, and doubt Shaddai. Elihu rebukes them. The Lord proclaims the grandeur of his creation and restores Job. Book of Psalms. The psalmist, most likely David, composed and sung these hymns to the Lord of Israel. Many follow a pattern of praise to the Lord, fears of and curses to the wicked, and thanks for the Lord's blessings. They range from the darkest despairs to the greatest rejoicing. Book of Proverbs. The Proverbs, mainly attributed to Solomon, comprise a monument to wisdom that is wry, generous, humorous, profound, and deep. It begins with warnings against strange women and ends with a tribute to virtuous women. The middle sayings gird us on our voyage through life. Book of Ecclesiastes. This dark philosophic reflection on the human condition from all his vanity to fear God and keep his commandments is a stoic book of worldly wisdom dated about 300 BC. Accept your common lot, the grave, and enjoy that portion of your labor due you, for everything there is a season. Song of Solomon. Book of the Song of Solomon. The Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, is religiously infused erotic literature to love. These sensual love poems ascribed to Solomon about 1000 BC, but put in their present form in the 3rd century BC, could symbolize God's love for Israel or Christ's love for the church. Major Prophets. Just fucked everything up. Histories, visions, prophecies, and calls to prophecy of the major prophets of Israel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, are found in these books. Contemporary, end time, and messianic themes appear. Judah's exile to Babylon is to purge Israel of its sins. Book of Isaiah. This is Isaiah's vision during the reign of Judah's kings after the northern kingdom is exiled to Assyria. Oracles on nations, vengeance to the wicked, salvation for Israel's remnant, and the coming of a servant from the seed of Judah are foretold. Yahweh is God of all nations. Book of Jeremiah. These are Yahweh's words to Jeremiah during the reigns of Josiah through Zedekiah. The destruction of Jerusalem and Egypt by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, NKB, is foretold. Jeremiah is captured and released when Jerusalem is burned and looted. He is taken to Egypt with one remnant, while Babylon takes another. Book of Lamentations. Written as acrostics on the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Lamentations of Jeremiah declaim on the destruction of Jerusalem, the people taken into captivity, Zion's sin, the Lord's anger, famine, and virgin daughter Zion. Book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel prophesied during the years of Jerusalem's destruction and Judah's captivity in Babylon. His call to prophecy is recounted. Oracles against Tyre, Egypt, Edom, and other nations are made. The wicked are called to repent. A man of bronze measures a vision of the holy city. Book of Daniel. Daniel, who lived from 620 to 538 BC, was exiled to Babylon when Jerusalem fell and lived into the reign of Darius. His ability to interpret NKB's dreams fuels his rise, but his piety takes him to the lion's den. This book chronicles visions, prophecies, and events in his life. Minor Prophets. The minor prophets live from the pre- to post-exilic periods. The sins of Israel and Judah are denounced. Oracles against nations and peoples are delivered. The restoration of Zion and a coming messenger and king is promised. Book of Hosea. Hosea prophesied from the northern kingdom as it was being exiled by Assyria. Israel is denounced as a harlot. Her infidelity afflicts the kings, priests, and people. Ephraim worships idols and shall be punished. Judah, beware! Samaria will be destroyed, but Israel will grow. Book of Joel. The Lord speaks through Joel of an army of locusts destroying the land. The corn wasted, wine failed, the oil dried up. The earth will shake and the heavens tremble. If Israel repents, she will be restored. The nations will be judged at Jehoshaphat. Book of Amos. The words of Yahweh to Amos, a Judean shepherd who lived during the times of Uzziah and Jeroboam too. For the sins of Israel, for corrupt rich of Zion, and for crimes of other nations, I send destruction. The wicked will be punished, the altar destroyed, and the tabernacle restored. Book of Obadiah. Little is known about Obadiah. This short book may have been written at the time of Judah's deportation about 586 BC or later after Jerusalem's destruction in the 5th century. It is a vision of the fate of Edom, the children of Esau. They will be utterly destroyed. Book of Jonah. The word of the Lord comes to Jonah, telling him to go to Nineveh and cry against its wickedness. Jonah flees in a boat, but is thrown overboard to appease the gods during a storm. A fish swallows him and vomits him out on the shore. Jonah completes the task the Lord gave him. Book of Micah. Micah the Morethite, a contemporary of Isaiah, prophesied during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Judgment shall come against the rich and the corrupt judges, prophets and priests of Israel. It will be destroyed, leaving a remnant. A ruler will come from Bethlehem. Book of Nahum. Nahum the Elkoshite in Galilee prophesied shortly after the period circa 732 to 721 BC when Assyria sent the northern kingdom into captivity. The destruction of Nineveh is foretold. Nineveh was in fact destroyed by civil war and attacks by Babylon, Medes, and Persia circa 612 BC. Book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk prophesied shortly before Judah was taken into captivity by Babylon. The book tells of the burden, that is punishment, and calamities that are to befall the Jewish people at the hands of the Chaldeans. They in turn will be trampled. A prayer is offered to Yahweh. Book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah prophesied during the reign of Josiah in the years before Judah was taken into captivity. For the sins of Jerusalem and the world, Yahweh will send retribution. Yahweh will rejoice for the righteous and return them from captivity. Book of Haggai. Haggai prophesied in 520 BC, the second year of Darius's reign, after the remnant of the exiles to Babylon returned to Jerusalem. The high priest and governor of Judah are encouraged to rebuild the temple. Then the kingdoms of the heathen will be destroyed, and Judah will be blessed. Book of Zechariah. The word of Yahweh came to Zechariah during the reign of Darius in the post-exilic period. The people are admonished to repent. Visions are described. A king will come on an ass as a shepherd, bringing peace. Jerusalem will be taken and made whole. Nations will be punished. Malachi, meaning messenger or seal of the prophets, lived in the 4th century BC. He inveighed against priests and their corrupt offerings, the sins of the people after exile and divorce. Those who return to the Lord will be blessed. A messenger and prophet will be sent. New Testament. The New Testament tells the life and ministry of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Acts of Apostles Peter and Paul giving birth to Christianity are recounted. Issues of Jewish law, the divinity of Christ, and the moral code of Christians are found in the epistles. Revelation tells of the end times. Gospels. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John describes Jesus' birth, ministry, miracles, crucifixion, and resurrection. The Sermon on the Mount gives his new moral code. Jesus comes not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Matthew 5:17. The Word of God is made flesh in Jesus. John 1:14. Book of Matthew. The story is told of Jesus' birth, ministry, miracles, divinity, and crucifixion. His revolutionary doctrine is the Sermon on the Mount. Turn the other cheek. Beware false prophets. Love your neighbor. The battle between the elect and the wicked is at hand. Book of Mark. John the Baptist cries out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Jesus inspires multitudes by curing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out devils. Jesus' acts, his teachings in the form of parables, and his crucifixion and resurrection are chronicled. Book of Luke. The final synoptic gospel tells the story of Jesus from birth to ascension, including Satan tempting Christ, and the miracle of catching abundant fish. The parables of the rich fool, prodigal son, and poor widow are told. Jesus meets his disciples after the resurrection. Book of John. John, Jesus' beloved disciple, testifies. Stories are recounted of the marriage at Cana, Jesus meeting a Samaritan woman and curing a blind man, the parable of the shepherd, miracle of the fish, the adulterous woman, and the crucifixion and resurrection. Jesus is of the Father. Acts. Book of Acts. The Acts recount the ministry of some of the apostles, the addition of seven disciples, the stoning of Stephen, and Peter's revelation of the universal nature of Christ's teaching. Saul's road to Damascus conversion and his four voyages to spread the faith lead him, now Paul, to Rome. Epistles. These letters from Paul and disciples to early Christian communities proclaim the divinity of Christ, relevance of Jewish law, and proper behavior of Christians. Book of the Epistle to the Romans. Written while staying with Gaius in Corinth, Paul says that Jesus Christ is also Lord of the Gentiles. He argues for salvation through faith, not works. Christ's death frees us from sin and physical death. Advice to Christian: be fervent in spirit, be not wise in your conceits. Book of 1 Corinthians. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians discusses the Spirit of God, being a fool for Christ in a temple of God, and avoiding sexual immorality, proper church behavior, how to deal with unbelievers, and a moving tribute to love or found here. The dead assume spiritual bodies. Book of 2 Corinthians. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians instructs them to bear suffering, let the light of God shine through them, and be Christ's ambassadors. He regrets a past rebuke, but has joy for their joy. God loves a selfless giver. Paul laments his weakness, but is strong through Christ. Book of Galatians. Writing to the church of Galatia, Paul rejects the idea that one must follow Mosaic law or be circumcised to be Christian. We are slaves without knowing Christ, who redeems us and frees us. The entirety of the law is to love one another as oneself. As you sow, so shall you reap. Book of Ephesians. Written around 63 AD when Paul was a prisoner in Rome, this letter speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian nature of the deity, and the fulfillment of the law for both Jews and Gentiles. The second part prescribes the moral and sexual code and duties of Christians. Book of Philippians. Writing to the Christians at Philippi, Paul expresses joy and serenity while under threat of death. He thanks them for their gifts and tells them to avoid the sins of the flesh and seek the commonwealth of heaven, where our lowly body will become glorious. Book of Colossians. Written to a Delphi of Colossae while a prisoner in Rome, Paul warns them of false doctrine and instructs them on proper Christian behavior. Christ takes away our sins. Avoid sexual immorality, anger, malice, and lies. Wives, be subject to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. These letters provide encouragement to and gratitude for the congregations of Thessalonica. They explore Christ's second coming, the man of sin appearing before then, and how to detect him, and proper Christian behavior. Be not idle. If anyone not work, he should not eat. Book of 1 and 2 Timothy. The pastoral letters of Timothy, perhaps written by a disciple of Paul, offer guidance for church leaders and members, including widows, elders, and slaves. Timothy urges them to avoid false doctrines, godless chatter, and to be morally upright. Prepare for the last days. Book of Titus. This personal pastoral letter from Paul to Titus mirrors the letters to Timothy. It emphasizes duties of church leaders and members, how to deal with elders and youth, and treatment of slaves. It stresses Christian values of humility and hard work through the love of God. Book of Philemon. Onesimus, a runaway slave owned by Philemon, is converted to Christianity and falls under Paul's sway. Paul restores Onesimus to Philemon, appealing that he no longer be a slave, but more than a slave. Receive him as myself. Book of the Epistle to the Hebrews. This anonymous letter argues that Jesus is above the angels, Moses, and the prophets. He is part of a priesthood, though not a Levite. His sacrifice concludes the Old Testament, beginning the New. The importance of faith is stressed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Book of the Epistle of James. This letter of James, the brother of Jesus, echoes the themes of the Sermon on the Mount. Be rich in spirit, judge with mercy, faith without works, though not the works of the Mosaic law, as in Galatians, is dead. Be patient and persevere. Control your tongue, a restless evil. Book of the Epistles of Peter. These letters of Peter, written circa 64 AD, though authorship is disputed, instructs believers, wives, elders, youth, to live a godly life whose fiery ordeal is redeemed by Christ. The last days will come as a thief in the night. Beware false prophets and the devil. Book of the Epistles of John. These letters were likely written at the end of the first century by the Apostle John. They tell of the threefold nature of the divine, the word of life, light of Jesus, and centrality of love. Warnings about the wicked are given. Perfect love drives out fear. Book of the Epistle of Jude. This letter, which tradition says was written by the brother of James and Jesus around 80 AD, warns of false teachers who sow division. Woe unto those scoffers who like waterless clouds carried about by the winds. Keep yourself spotless before the presence of God's glory. Revelation. The revelation of St. John the Divine. The Apocalypse of John is a vision and prophecy of the end times. A throne is surrounded by four beasts and 24 elders. Angels of the seven churches of Asia unseal seven seals, and three woes are revealed. The good glorify God, the evil are cast into fire. The new Jerusalem awaits the righteous.